Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today is the fourth Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year C. First reading will be taken from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 1, verses 4 to 5, 17 to 19. Our psalm for today is Psalm 71. Second reading will be taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31 to chapter 13, verse 13. God's reading will be taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 21 to 30. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is life-changing rejection. Father Godfrey Plant says, it is important to note that God's word is not restricted to its original context and setting. It is often addressed to us as we read and listen. Thus, the Lord offers us today in his word an antidote against the painful emotion of rejection. No one is immune to painful emotions like rejection. In fact, no one can boast of a successful life or love without rejection. In today's first reading, the Lord called the prophet Jeremiah and prepared him for the proclamation of his word. But he warned him thus, brace yourself for action. They will fight against you. It is very painful, my brother, my sister, when people very close to us, our parents, brothers, sisters, parishioners, superiors, and so on, fight and reject us. The psalmist of Psalm 55, verse 12 following says, if it were an enemy making fun of me, I could endure it. But it is you, my companion, my colleague, and close friend. Thus, such painful rejections, whether they are familial, social, or romantic, are life-threatening, heart-breaking, ruinous, calamitous, and traumatic. Hence, my brother, my sister, it is hard to survive such painful emotions. But in today's gospel, our Lord Jesus overpowered those who rejected him in his hometown of Nazareth. They were going to throw him down the cliff, but his Father led him through their midst to safety. Yes, my brother, my sister, without a doubt, the Lord would always come true for us, for you, for me. He says to the prophet Jeremiah in today's first reading, I, for my part, today will make you into a fortified city, a pillar of iron and a wall of bronze to confront all this land, for I am with you to deliver you. He is with you. He is with me. He is with us, and he's so merciful. Thus, my brother, my sister, the fact that you have been baptized, confirmed, and that you occupy that office or that space, that office of a parent, pastor, governor, counselor, president, and so on, the Lord has appointed you for something in this world. But the Lord says, do not be dismayed at their presence. Yes, fear not and be discouraged not by those who do not understand your purpose in this world, why he created you, why he anointed you, why he sent you out to proclaim his good news. Permit me to add, if you are a student, it is important you remember, some do not know why you are studying, but God knows why he has today appointed you a student. And so do not let those failures affect you. Do not allow those who do not support your studies affect you. Stay focused on your studies and study hard. If you are a seminarian preparing or studying for the priesthood, stay focused. Do not let your failures affect you or your mistakes. Stay focused because your vocation was bestowed by the Lord. And if you are pregnant today and not married, do not reject that child. Yes, you are disappointed with yourself. Yes, the community is disappointed. I say to you, nurture your child because he has a mission in this world. In response to those who reject us, St. Paul says we must do to them what love does and avoid what love never does. Thus, he says in today's second reading that true love does patience, kindness, it rejoices in the right, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never ends. Therefore, yes, we will be rejected, and it is hard to love your haters, but work with the Lord to turn that rejection into a life-changing moment. Yes, turn it into a life-changing moment. Become a new creation, a new being. Walk with God and allow Him to lead you out of that pit hole, out of that spot of rejection, because He will never reject His own. And so, my brother, my sister, do not permit their hating to stop you from becoming the person the Lord appointed you to be, from becoming the best person you can be. And so may the Lord bless and strengthen us and keep us safe, protect us and shield us from all harm, in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.